Good evening and welcome to the KRFP Evening Report for Thursday, August 14th, 2025. I'm Lee Robartis in the news tonight. Pullman Council gives city officials permission to negotiate a settlement with City Administrator Mike Urban, who says he was fired while city says he resigned. Construction workers strike puts work on Eastern Washington road projects on hold. And Boise mother files $50 million claim against school district, saying her son was sexually assaulted repeatedly during the 2023 to 2024 school year. We'll have details on those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. And live in the KRFP studios, I'm Lee Robartis with Brenda Cox, and this is the KRFP Evening Report. The Pullman City Council has given city officials permission to negotiate an agreement with former city administrator Mike Urban, who says the city fired him in violation of his contract. City officials in May claimed Urban had resigned. Urban says he was wrongfully accused of sending text messages to former Pullman Police Chief Jake Opgenorth, who was being investigated by the Washington State Patrol for an alleged assault on a Pullman woman. No charges were filed against Opgenorth, but as a result of the investigation, Urban was put on administrative leave. According to the Lewiston Tribune, Pullman City spokesperson Megan Farron announced the city plans to finalize negotiations with Urban after an executive session at the end of Tuesday evening city council meeting. Further city investigation found Urban had not sent the text messages about the investigation, but instead investigators determined Opgenorth likely used Urban's name to cover up contact information from a person on his phone. The city of Pullman announced Urban's resignation in May. However, Urban and his attorney both dispute the resignation claim. Farron said an agreement is forthcoming in the next few days. Currently, Finance and Administrative Services Director Jeff Elbrecht is working as interim city administrator until the city finds a permanent replacement to fill the role.
A federal judge granted a preliminary injunction to block the Department of Homeland Security from using Medicaid data obtained from Washington and 19 other states for immigration enforcement purposes. The judge also prohibited the Department of Health and Human Services from disclosing Medicaid data to Homeland Security, saying Washington and the multi-state coalition were likely to succeed on their claim that the action violated the Administrative Procedures Act's prohibition on arbitrary and capricious agency action. Washington Attorney General Nick Brown emphasized the critical importance of safeguarding private health information. According to a news release, Brown said, "Protecting people's private health information is vitally important, and everyone should be able to seek medical care without fear of what the federal government may do with the information." The injunction will last until Health and Human Services and Homeland Security can provide a decision-making process that follows the Administrative Procedure Act, or until the court battle is over. In June, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services handed over the personal data of millions of Medicaid enrollees in a handful of states. After the Associated Press reported the new policy, 20 states filed a lawsuit to stop its implementation. In July, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services entered into a new agreement that gave the Department of Homeland Security daily access to view the personal data, including Social Security numbers and home addresses of all the nation's 70 million Medicaid enrollees. Neither agreement was announced publicly. The extraordinary disclosure of personal health data to deportation officials in the Trump administration's far-reaching immigration crackdown immediately prompted the lawsuit over privacy concerns. The Medicaid data sharing is part of a broader effort by the Trump administration to provide Homeland Security with more data on migrants. The states involved in the lawsuit argue that Trump's administration's handling of Medicaid data not only broke the law, but also spread fear, discouraging legal non-citizens from enrolling in emergency Medicaid. This hesitancy imposes a financial burden on states and other hospitals for providing federally mandated emergency health care services that should be supported by federal funds. Washington's Medicaid program, known as Apple Health, is designed to ensure personal information remains confidential and is only used to facilitate health care services. With Apple Health providing a wide range of services, including primary and preventative care, long-term supports, and behavioral health, the stakes are high for more than 1.9 million Washingtonians. This includes 49,000 individuals whose immigration status makes them ineligible for certain federal programs who rely on the state for essential medical services. The coalition challenging the data sharing includes attorneys general from a wide range of states, such as Arizona, California, and Massachusetts, to regions as diverse as Hawaii and Maine.
You're tuned to the KRFP Evening Report. This is KRFP Moscow Pullman. A strike by the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 302 has idled road and construction projects in the Tri-Cities region of South Central Washington. Spokane television station KHQ reports Transportation Department officials confirmed work on the North Spokane corridor has been stopped due to the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 302 strike. A local union member posted a message on social media writing, "Local 302 Eastern Washington is on strike. Hope negotiations can progress so guys can get back to work for fair wages." Local 302 represents heavy equipment operators who drive excavators, cranes, bulldozers, and other construction equipment. Workers say the strike is having an effect on Spokane work crews. Union members picketed some job sites in the Tri-Cities Tuesday and Wednesday. The Spokesman Review reports the strike has stopped paving projects on U.S. Highway 195 between State Route 27 and Babbitt Road north of Pullman and another section of U.S. Highway 195 near Chihuahua. In Spokane, northbound drivers on Freya Street can expect up to 8-minute delays until construction crews return to work. According to the Tri-City Herald, work has stopped on a road widening job on State Highway 240. The project is expected to accommodate an increased volume of traffic on Highway 240, especially Hanford employees commuting to and from their jobs. A project on Columbia Center Boulevard in Kennewick has also stopped. Striking workers with Apollo Incorporated waved on-strike signs as they picketed the Horn Rapids landfill site in North Richland, where a gas collection and control system is being built. City of Richland officials say work on a pair of roundabouts has also been halted, among a few other projects in the area.
A Boise mother's $50 million tort claim against the Boise School District alleges her 8-year-old son was sexually assaulted multiple times by classmates inside an unsupervised bathroom at Hillcrest Elementary School. The tort claim accuses the district of negligence, failure to supervise, and violations of the child's constitutional rights. It alleges school officials knew one of the students involved had a history of behavioral issues but failed to take protective actions or notify families. The child did not disclose the alleged abuse until the end of his fourth grade year. The boy's mother said he doesn't want to go to school because he thinks everybody's mean, and that's really hard for me to hear. According to the tort claim, the mother immediately reported the allegations to school officials, but her several voicemails and emails went unanswered for 24 hours. The claim alleges when she did hear back, she was offered sympathies and resources for her son to get into therapy. District officials in Hillcrest principal Adria David said in a memo to Hillcrest families Thursday, "We reported both immediately to Health and Welfare and Boise Police." The school district and officials say they received reports in late May of an alleged assault at Hillcrest in 2023 to 2024, as well as a possible assault at a private residence. The tort claim filed August 4th is not a civil lawsuit, but it is a possible precursor to one. If the district does not respond to the claim, the mother can file a lawsuit. The tort claims is looking for at least $50 million in damages and says the extent of claimant's injuries and damages are not full known at this time. However, claimant has suffered and will continue to suffer from emotional distress.
There are 6 job vacancies at the National Weather Service's Spokane office due to the Trump administration's DOGE cutbacks. The regional office in Spokane serves 21 counties in eastern Washington and northern Idaho. The vacancies include 3 general forecaster positions, 2 lead forecaster positions, and the service hydrologist. Service hydrologists do in-depth forecasting on snowpack, drought, and flood risk. DOGE cut 600 employees from the National Weather Service nationwide earlier this year and then announced in June it would hire 100 more employees to, quote, stabilize operations. Chris Crocker, the chief meteorologist for Spokane TV station KXLY, said she's never seen so many vacancies in the service at one time in the 27 years she's worked as a meteorologist in Spokane. Crocker said, "They're coveted positions. There have been times when, because of various things going on in the government, it is a government agency, there may be a delay in fulfilling positions, but no, I've never seen this before." Well, that's it for the KRFP Evening Report for tonight. Taking a look at the weather forecast for the Moscow Pullman area. Areas of smoke between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. tonight. Partly cloudy, low 52. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 81. Friday night, areas of smoke between 9 p.m. and 1 a.m. Partly cloudy, low 57. 50% chance of showers Saturday. Mostly cloudy, high 74. Currently 77 degrees. If you want to help KRFP keep newscasts like this on the air, plus the newscasts you hear during Morning Mix, the recordings of local events and the public affairs shows, plus the music and arts programming you hear every day on KRFP, be sure to become a member of KRFP. Memberships are $35 a year, $20 for students and low income. You can mail your memberships to KRFP, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. Or you can go to the KRFP website to find out more ways to help KRFP. There's a drop-down box that says Support KRFP. You can underwrite programming, which is a cost-effective way of letting our listeners know your business or nonprofit supports community radio. There's a Patreon button, and once again, we'll gladly accept checks of any amount at KRFP, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. I'm Lee Robardis. Brenda Cox and Jim Roach assisted with tonight's newscast. Have a pleasant evening. This is KRFP Moscow Pullman. Flashpoints is coming up at 6:30 and at 7:30. Appearing Locally will be on the air, so stay tuned.
Programming on KRFP is sponsored by listeners like you and by Giant Palouse Earthworm, providing DIY music booking in Moscow and Pullman, focusing on extreme metal, punk, hardcore, and the avant-garde. Giant Palouse Earthworm is available on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Programming on KRFP is also sponsored by
Rembrandt Tree Care, family owned and operated since 1977. A conscientious approach to urban forestry with year-round tree service on the Palouse and surrounding areas. You can reach Rembrandt Tree Care at 509-330-0699.
KRFP thanks all of its donors and underwriters for helping make this programming possible.